Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. That's the gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Amen?
Amen.
And it reads as follows. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I want to speak today on the topic, love one another. Amen? This commandment is particularly difficult. Jesus told us to love one another as he has loved us. The scripture does not mention any exceptions to this commandment. In other words, number one, it does not say that we should only love those who love us back. Number two, it does not say that we should only love people who look like us. I'm a priest today, y'all. Number three, it does not say that we should only love those who are straight or gay. Number four, it does not tell us to love only those who have the same religion as us. Number five, it does not tell us to love those who only treat us with respect. Number six, it does not tell us to love only those who are on the same page as us or think like we do.
Wow.
Number seven, it does not tell us to love only those who are of the same political party. Verse 34 states that we should love one another as Jesus loves us.
Amen.
There are no conditions attached, because Jesus loves us unconditionally.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, amen to that. There is a reason as to why we do not keep this particular commandment. Number one, do we love ourselves? Think about it. How can you love someone else if you do not love yourself? Why do we not love ourselves? Is it because we have low self-esteem? Mm-hmm. Is it because we have been dealt a bad hand, so to speak? Mm-hmm. And we have so many negative things that keep happening in our lives? Mm-hmm. That we feel down about ourselves and our future? Mm-hmm. Saints, it is hard to love anyone if you do not love yourself. Mm-hmm. Number two, are we the type of people that think everything is about them and does not care about anyone but themselves? Are we that selfish to think that we have control over everything that happens in our lives and that we take this approach in our lives? Think about that. Number three, are we racist where we can't or don't want to love anyone who doesn't look like us? Number four, perhaps we are self-righteous and think that our way is the right way and that everyone else is wrong. Is this why we fail to love everyone? Number five, perhaps we are homophobic in our thinking, which prevents us from embracing those who are not what we consider as straight or gay. Perhaps we love being a member of a particular political party that we not only dislike the other political party members, but we do not listen to what they have to say and could not love them unless they change their political affiliation. Now, if you don't believe that, just cut on C-SPAN the next time there's a congressional meeting at the House and see how the Republicans and Democrats get along. They don't. Mm-hmm. Number seven, this can be said about religion as well, guys. Perhaps because we believe one thing, and that is the reason why we can't love anyone else who doesn't believe the same as we do. Now, from personal experience, if you ever go to a church, you got friends at that church. But if you leave, you don't hear from them anymore. Why is that? I'm going to leave that on out there for you to think about. Okay. Number 8. Perhaps we can't love those who treat us badly and disrespect us. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're being honest, this is the toughest of them all. Mm-hmm. It's hard to love somebody who's treating you bad or doesn't have any respect for you. Mm-hmm. We are taught to love those who hate us or treat us badly. That's what the scripture said we should do. Wow. But do we do it? No. Mm-hmm. Well, this scripture does not exclude loving someone based on any of these scenarios. Mm-hmm. If Jesus took any of these things into account, none of us would be loved and would miss out on the true love from our Savior. Amen? Amen. Thank God he doesn't take any of this stuff into consideration. Amen. Now, verse 35 states the following. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love for one another, if you have love for one another. The definition of disciple is a person who is a pupil or an adherent to the doctrines of another, a follower, right? Amen. As Christians, we are followers of the doctrine of the Bible and the example set forth by Jesus, correct? Amen. We follow the path that Jesus set by him going to the cross and bringing forth salvation by his sacrifice. We want to be disciples. We really do. Mm-hmm. We try on our own, I may add, to follow Jesus and his teachings. And we try to please God through our works. Mm-hmm. These are some of our works. Number 1, we go to church or we hear the word online. Mm-hmm. Number 2, we read our Bibles, right?
Yep.
Number 3. We try to lead others to Christ. Mm-hmm. Number 4, we pray. Number 5, we work in the church. And number 6, we do volunteer work in our community, right?
Right.
All of this is fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. But the scripture is clear when it comes to being known as a disciple. Mm-hmm. Jesus tells us that if we have love for one another, then everyone around us will know that we represent God and we are a disciple of his. Amen?
Amen.
Let me address the elephant in the room, okay? Mm-hmm. We can do all the work that I have mentioned until the cows come home. Mm-hmm. But if we do not have love for one another, then we are not true disciples and we have missed out on this very important point of discipleship. Mm-hmm. Amen? The best way to show others the love of God is to lead them to him. It's through love. Mm-hmm. Love is the universal language, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone can tell if you really care about them or if it is an act. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God. God knows your heart. God knows whether we have love for one another or whether it is fake. Wow. The people that we are trying to lead to Christ can tell as well. We can come off as sincere, but our heart does not lie. How can we represent God if we do not have love in our hearts for one another? Think about it. Now, to love one another starts with God. As you know, God is love.
Yeah.
And the only way to love one another the way God does is through him. Hmm. We cannot do it on our own unless God changes our heart to love. Okay. It is human nature, saints, to love the way that we have been. All the examples I gave you of why we don't love people is because we're human. And this is the human condition. Jesus loves all of us, and all the reasons why we can't love one another can be erased through God. And Jesus' relationship with God and their closeness led to Jesus loving as God loves. We need to have that kind of relationship with God as well if we are to love one another as God loves us. It is our goal as Christians to become disciples, and loving one another is a sign to the world that we are indeed disciples of our Lord. If we have a relationship with God and ask Him for His help, then God can change our heart. It takes a humbling on our part to go to God and say, you know what, Lord, I can't love the way you love. Help me. And if you do that, God will help you and change your heart. So in closing, saints, it is the will of God that we love one another. Then everyone will know that we are disciples and our lives will be better as a result. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come, thanking you for this word, Father. We repent, Father, for we all fall short. We don't love each other the way we should. Father, you gave me examples of where we fall short, and every last one of us falls short in one of those categories, if not all of them.
Yes.
Father, we repent. Help us, Father, to overcome our human condition where we can't love the way that you love. Help us, Lord, to humble ourselves in your presence and say, Lord, I need your help this day. Help us to learn, and help us to die out, and help us to humble ourselves in your presence so that you can change our hearts, so we can love one another and be true disciples, Father. We don't want to just be a random person, Lord. We want to be true disciples by showing the world that we have love in our hearts for one another, even as you said in this scripture. Father, I thank you for this word. It blessed me. It convicted me. But Lord, I repented. I repented, Almighty Father, and I thank you for this word. I pray, Father, that this word will be heard throughout the land, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I pray, Father, that it'll touch their hearts, Father. I pray that you'll draw people to you as a result of this word. I pray, Father, that we'll all become true disciples of you by loving one another. Thank you, Father, for this word. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.